Welcome to Deprogrammed. My name is Justin Wilson, and I'm your host for the evening. Deprogrammed is a show where we're going to discuss today Beck. I've got two guests with me, and I'll introduce them in a second. Firstly, I want to direct you to patreon.com/radiofreeradio. If you dig this show, you dig any of the other shows on the station, it's not on, Rob. Don't worry about it. I'll cut you on. Patreon.com/radiofreeradio, and a dollar gets you everything that is ever comes out on the station. So you can listen to this show, you can listen to all the past episodes of Deprogrammed, if that's what you dig. You can listen to Popped and all the past episodes of Popped as well. It's all for a dollar. I think that's a pretty great deal, but most importantly, you're helping to keep an independent radio station afloat. So that out of the way. I wanted to kind of go over like the house rules before I bring in the guests. I've seen Jenny Zell and Alfredo Torres talking about this a little bit out in the Facebook world. Technically speaking, the rules are there are no rules. I personally, when I'm putting together my list, I try not to go too deep because the name of the game is building a list. So if you go too deep and you're in on an episode with two other people who can't go deep, then you're just going to keep striking out, and you may not come up with a list. So the name of the game for me is trying to build the list and making sure that there's a chance that it's going to be on the other two people's list. Now, my guests today are my brother, Rob. Happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you.
Don't be scared of that mic, man.
Thank you.
Scoot on up. Why are you so far away?
Thank you.
Don't be nervous, man. It's just me. It's just me. How many times have we had this almost exact same talk?
A bunch of times.
Yeah, man. We're talking about Beck, man.
Okay, I won't be nervous. I'll do my best.
Yeah. Also returning, James Duvall.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hey.
He was here for the Weird Al episode, and he said, "Man, I want to get up in on this Beck conversation too."
Yeah, definitely.
So Beck, for me, honestly, I don't know that he's had too much of a tremendous impact on my life, but oddly enough, like, all of his records resonate with me. Like, Rob and I actually had this conversation earlier. He doesn't have a bad record.
No.
There's ones that are, you know, I don't like as much, but none of them are bad. Like, he hasn't put out a single just flat out dud. There's, again, songs here and there that are a little lazy maybe, and we'll talk about those a little bit. Some records, you know, just blew my mind. And coming back to Beck, first things first, Mellow Gold, still a wonderful record.
Yeah.
Like, it for me, I mean, I listen to it at least twice a year, usually in the fall, like at the beginning of fall and at the beginning of spring, and that's at minimum twice a year. Odelay, I've come way back on. I used to love Odelay, and I don't like it as much as I once did. It's still a great record. Don't get me wrong. Still a great record, but I don't like it as much as I did. And part of that, I will point out, is the radio hits right at the top of the record. I don't care if I ever hear New Pollution ever again. And I swear to God, I hope I never hear Devil's Haircut ever again.
Agreed.
Do you have either of those, James?
No.
That would be hilarious because I'm dumping on them right off the top. But no, man, I don't need to hear those songs ever again. Guero, actually, I like more now than I liked then, which is weird because I put that, like, it's very much coupled with Odelay. I feel like they're brother albums.
They absolutely are. Guero is like the mature version of Odelay.
Yeah, and you know, maybe that's what it is. Maybe I grew up and it's like, you know, I just dig it a little bit more. The absolute gem for me is Sea Change, because I love it now just as much as I loved it when I heard it. You burned me a copy, or you let me borrow. Actually, you may have let me borrow it. Back, I don't know, 03 maybe, 04. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I had it for like all of a week, but I listened to it like easily 50 times. And then, yeah, I'm not kidding. Because it was when I was still doing delivery at the time. So like, I'd pop in a record, I'd listen to it all the way through. And then if I still dug it, I would listen through it again. And so I listened to it just nonstop on repeat. And then coming back to it to do this show, it still hit me that same way. Sea Change is great. That's what I'm getting at. But if you had to pick a favorite Beck record, Rob, what's it going to be?
Oh, by far, Midnight Vultures. By far.
Yeah, what is it about Midnight Vultures that sticks out to you?
Well, it's a bunch of things. First of all, it's super alternative. It's not the most radio of radio CDs, even though Beck made songs that definitely could go on the radio and go on the underground part of things.
Right.
But it's very, very electronic, very funky, and it's very fun. I mean, it's one of my favorite albums of all time. It's on my personal top five list. It's just out of this world. That being said, Mutations is a very close second.
Yeah. Speaking of radio songs, Mixed Business and Sex Laws, right?
Absolutely.
Were two of them, and then there was one that we'll get into later.
Yeah.
Those aren't as bad as, like, Sex Laws. When I first heard Sex Laws, I hated Sex Laws. I absolutely hated it. But now it's actually really listenable, whereas I feel like the opposite thing happened with Mixed Business for me. I loved Mixed Business when I heard it, and I don't care for it as much anymore.
I still love it.
I mean, it's still a great tune, but as comparatively speaking, if you had to pick a record, James...
Well, I mean, I posted it last night. It's Mutations.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it for me. I really, like, when I was doing the list, when I hit that record, I was like, oh, shit, I've got to cut so many songs.
I didn't have that problem. Like, for me, I got to put it out there. I did love Mutations. Mutations,
I hope so.
Yeah, it's an excellent record. But for me, Mutations was a record as a whole.
Right.
Nothing... There was like a handful of songs that jumped out at me that I was like, man, I need these need to be in the conversation.
All right.
But for me, it was the record as a whole that like played all together that I loved. And that happens at least once a show for me.
Yeah.
Where there's one record that it's like, man, yeah, I don't know if I can pick anything out of this.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's kind of like when Zach was here fighting for the White Album.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, man, I'm just going to write Mutations. Like, that's going to be one on my list.
Yeah, and, you know, I could have made the case, you know, actually, I don't know, other than maybe Mellow Gold, because I had a tough time cutting Mellow Gold songs, and
yeah.
I had a tough time cutting Sea Change songs.
I mean, I kind of ran through all of his albums, because I have a ton of his records. And you know, I'm just going through all of them going, I can cut this, I can cut this, I can cut this. But once I hit Mutations, I was like, shit.
Yeah, I need that. I'll tell you this, too. Listening to the newer records, I've finally listened to Morning Phase.
Okay.
It's not bad. Like we said, he doesn't have a bad record.
Right. No, that's his companion to Sea Change is what he calls it. He says it's like the brother album or whatever.
No, you know what's funny is I thought that, but I thought like it's nowhere near as good.
Right. I mean, I don't know. When we went into this and we started talking about You Want to Do Beck, I was like, yeah, I want to hear what people say about his, you know, newer or later stuff, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't really hit me as much as it is you guys. And, you know, he was talking about Modern Guilt, which I think is one of his worst records. I was listening to I listened to it last night going, oh, God. And it turned out he'd had a motorcycle accident or something like that. And, you know, he had some spinal injuries and he was like, I couldn't sing. He's like, I was not having a good time at all.
Well, now that makes sense because one word I would use to describe Modern Guilt, and I found a couple songs that I want to bring into the conversation, but uninspiring.
Yeah.
Boring.
Boring, lazy, uninspiring. The record as a whole, not so great.
No.
And, you know, I felt that way pretty much about Morning Phase as well. So, now, if you want to play at home, I found out that people are doing that, which is great. People are playing home versions of this. You can come up with, I tried to come in with 20 songs. 10 as my top 10, 10 honorable mentions just for conversation's sake. What we're going to do is we're going to go around the room. We're each going to throw out a song. And we're going to converse about the song. If it lands on all three of us, it's automatically in the show's top 10 list. If it lands on two, it comes back in the conversation later. So I guess I'll start. I don't know that I have a number one song. I'm going to go with this one because I wrote it first, and it's the one I always think about, and I know I'm going to probably get a groan from Rob. I just get that feeling. I'm going to go with Pay No Mind Snoozer. I connect with that song so well, and I believe it was the follow-up to Loser, was it not, on the radio?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
But I never heard it on
Maybe
the radio.
Maybe Beer Can, I'm not sure.
I never heard either on the radio, honestly. The only one I ever heard was Loser. But Pay No Mind, when I was younger, it's Giant Dildo Crushing the Sun. And that line just always stuck with me. But coming back to it now, geez, like I said, multiple times a year, it's just a good song. I really like the way it's written. I like the lyrics. I like the melody. And that's why I Pay No Mind. And it actually became the theme song to my podcast, Pay No Mind List. Now, judging by the fact that you guys are both quiet, I'm assuming I missed wildly.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of the ones that I had to cut. I was just like, you know, it's a good song. I really like it, but I've got a lot of slow songs on this list.
Okay, I could dig that.
And you know, my affiliation, even though I do love Pay No Mind also, is when I think of that song, I think of the Beavis and Butthead episode where it was on, and they were like, did he just say dildo?
See? See? I'm guessing it's not on yours, Rob?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. All right, you're up, Rob. Toss us out a song, man.
All right. Get Real Paid.
Of course.
Definitely my favorite Beck song. It's like, it's a mixture of just electronics and funk. It's...
I want to know if I'm worth your time.
Yeah.
It's like... I mean, kind of sounds like if Kraftwerk and Prince did a song together.
Yeah.
It's just very funky, very awesome. It's fun, and it's, I don't have the biggest description of a song, but I will say this. It always cheers me up when I hear it.
Get Real Paid. It's on mine.
It's not on mine.
Okay, so we're going to put a mark by it. It's in the conversation. Get Real Paid, like you said, perfectly put. Fun. Man, I love that song. All right, James, you're up.
All right, I'm going to blow so hard on this list. Let's go with, let's just swing out Mixed Business and get it over with.
Okay, yeah, that definitely did not make mine.
Really?
Nope.
It's not on my list, but I'd be perfectly all right if we have a conversation about it.
Shit.
No, it definitely didn't, you know, definitely did not make mine. It was a... early cut, actually.
All right.
When I narrowed it down to 35-40, and I'm just looking through it, and I'm like, you know what? I've got a couple other radio songs here. I'm going to go ahead and axe Mixed Business.
Yeah, I mean, I've got radios in my honorable and my top 10, but as far as Sex Laws and Mixed Business go, I'm kind of like, my association with Sex Laws is now the episode of Futurama with the washboard solo.
Nice.
So I was like, let's put it over in this category and just hold on to it for a bit. And then Mixed Business kind of just went because it's just so robotic and weird.
Yeah.
So that's
Mixed Business with Pleasure.
It's a very poppy pop song too.
Yeah.
It is.
Absolutely.
It is. Okay. I think I'm going to go with a radio song here. It might be a lesser known radio song. I don't know. Anytime I talk to anybody about it, they have no idea what I'm talking about. It came from a movie soundtrack. It had a video. I tried desperately to keep the song off my list because I don't think it's going to hit either of your lists.
I already know what it is, but it's not on my list.
I think I know what it is.
I went with Deadweight.
God damn it, Justin Wilson. That was on my list under B-sides, and I was just like, Deadweight. I got so many B-sides. I'm like, Deadweight.
Well, like I said, I tried desperately to keep it off, but like at the end, I was like, it really is one of my favorite Beck songs. Why am I going to keep it off?
No, it was solid.
Yeah.
And well, it's not on my list. I'm an idiot.
That's all right. I'm going to put a mark by it just in case we need it later, just judging by this conversation so far. It looks like we might be on three different spectrums. Rob, you're up.
All right, I pick Static.
Yeah, I do not have Static.
Nor I.
Static is the end track, the Mutations. It's very somber and slow. It has, but at the same time, it has a lot of chimes in it. and it has this in the chorus, like, I don't know if it's a chorus, but it's part of the song that repeats. It has this part, kind of gothic, even though Beck's not gothic. Like, it's a perfect day to lock yourself inside. Mm-hmm. I relate to that completely, and it's a great song.
Yeah, you're up, James.
I'm up. All right, let's try something off Mellow Gold, since we're all like Mellow Gold crazy. And I'm gonna go with, especially since I can say it now, Fucking With My Head.
Oh God, I almost had that. Damn it. Do you?
No.
No.
God, fucking damn it.
Here's the trouble. I've got I've got another two, and then I had it narrowed down to Motherfucker and Fucking With My Head.
Okay.
I was like, well, I can't have two fuckers. And then I cut them both.
I want to state real quick, just to butt in for a second.
Yep.
I didn't know I wasn't supposed to do this, but I kind of went with more deeper cuts and stuff, so I don't know if y'all are going to have many that are on the list.
We are so screwed. No, I mean, Fucking With My Head was, the way I described it was, it could have been a radio single if it wasn't called Fucking With My Head.
Right? I seriously did have it. That was a really late cut for me. Because ultimately, I'm looking at my list. I'm like, I've got entirely too much Mellow Gold here.
Throw it on the list, then. I can talk about it.
You know what? I'll put a mark by it. Because like I said, at this point, we might...
this show might be going long.
We might need it.
Sorry, Shakespeare.
He's not on. So we've got the hour if we need it. All right. Here's one I absolutely know is on Rob's. I know for a fact. Well, I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. I'm going to go with Deborah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's on my list. Absolutely.
I want to get with you and your sister. I think her name's Deborah.
I forgot Deborah. How the fuck did I forget Deborah?
I don't know, man, but... Dear Lord, I'd be loving some Deborah.
No, that was on my list, and somehow it just like slipped. But no, Deborah is just awesome.
I mean, it's a great tune. Hysterical lyrics.
Yeah, sounds like seventies soul singer kind of, or white soul singer saying
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember when it wasn't an official song. He would play it on encores, and people were just like, this is nuts. Like, what is he doing? You know, it was just after Odelay, and he's coming
Absolutely.
Out, and he's doing, you know, that. And people were just like, oh, man. And then Midnight Vultures came out, and everybody's like, it's got Deborah. And I was like, holy shit, I have to hear this song now.
That's smart marketing, too.
He undoubtedly debuted on the Odelay tour. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
All right, Rob, you're up.
Let's see. How about Canceled Check?
Do not have Canceled Check.
You went
crazy deep.
Went with so many somber songs. I was like, Canceled Check is a good one, but man, I got the saddest of them all.
Canceled Check is kind of a slow song. Very has a country twang to it. Also, like Static, it has sort of depressing lyrics that I relate to.
Right,
and it's something I like.
All right, James.
All right, since we're just swinging and a missing here,
right?
I'm gonna. I probably kicked a B side already. I don't know, but does anybody have Time Bomb?
I do not have Time Bomb.
I don't even know if I've heard it, but I've.
Wow. we're missing wildly. This is amazing.
My fiance and I were just talking about. She's like, "You have to have Time Bomb." I'm like, "Yeah, I have Time Bomb. Hell yes, I have Time Bomb. It's a Like, I'm trying to think of when it came out, but it's not even on an album. I think it just came through iTunes or something along those lines. But, you know, it starts with this, like, it's like Little Richard or something. He's like, fuck your headphones. And then it just gets into this really heavy, like, dun, 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 like, real beat. Oh, man, it's so great. And none of you.
Nope. I haven't heard it, so.
Wow.
To be fair.
Personally, I know he released like a vinyl single of it like in 09, 010, but I never bothered listening to it, and that's my fault.
It's just awesome. Like, he's got so many songs now that are just like, yeah, I'm going to drop this song, whatever.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I was talking about Sea Change earlier, And from the first notes of the album, I knew that I'm in the golden age. What a great song.
That's on my list.
Golden age. We got a mark from Rob. Where are you at, James? Do you have the golden age?
That, like I said, I cut for the saddest possible song in the world off of Sea Change.
Okay.
So maybe I'll just say that one next.
Yeah, maybe grab that one next. Okay, Rob, you're up.
How about Truck Driving Neighbor Downstairs,
yeah,
Yellow
I got
Sweat?
That. I've got that.
Jesus, you guys.
I mean, that one's just dirty, it's druggy, it's fun, it's funny, it's just...
Oh, yeah!
It, I always, like, when I hear it, I just...
Come on, motherfucker!
I imagine just these meth heads fighting downstairs.
Maybe I just never had that experience, and so I was just like, yeah, this song's
Come on,
okay.
Motherfucker, put your clothes on. Why don't you call your mommy?
Fuck you, you asshole. You lousy puke.
Doom, 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 doom. Yeah, that's actually on my top 10.
Sweet.
So James does not have Truck Driving Neighbors.
No.
But we've got a couple in here now. So we're starting to work something. All right, James.
All right, let's just since we're all swinging and missing, and I just said, like, this is the saddest Beck song I can ever think of, even though he's got a ton of them. I'm going with Lost Cause.
Do, 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 do. Yes, I have that as an honorable mention for that same reason, because it is so sad.
It's just, that's actually, I think even though I have in no particular order written next to this top 10 list, I kind of think that may be like my Beck song. I don't know why.
I remember Lost Cause used to get played on MTV2 before I had
MTV2. Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea. So you do not have Lost Cause on your list?
No, I do not.
Okay, but we still got a mark by it. It may get in by default. the rate we're going. We'll see. Maybe I'll pick it back up here. Maybe I'll pick it back up. We talked a little bit about Guero earlier, and nobody's really touched on Guero. I'm going to go with Hell Yes. Hell Yes.
That's a fun song.
It's super fun.
I liked it, but uh-huh. I cut it.
Yeah.
That's one of the albums where I know you guys are really in love with it, but at that point I start going, man, he's just kind of repeating himself way too much for me.
Yeah, that's it. Hell yes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And then Christina Ricci doing the background vocals for the little Japanese girl.
Yeah. I don't know. I loved it. I love Hell Yes.
No, I also love Hell Yes, but on a whole, I just kind of went, Guero. Yeah.
I like Hell Yes too, but it's definitely not on my list.
Okay. All right. That's all right. You're up. What you got, man?
Let's see. Oh. How about Hollywood Freaks?
I had a feeling you were going to have Hollywood Freaks.
I cut it. I see where Rob's going. He really loves Midnight Vultures.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
It's very much. It's very funky. It's kind of like he's making fun of hipsters. I heard this song before I even knew what a hipster was. But after I knew what a hipster was, that's what I always took out of it, because he's making fun of just these really classy people, and it's just a good funky song. And he's talking about like just these dance club raver type people, and it just. That's what I take out of it. I don't know if I'm right, but
I had Hollywood Freaks as an early cut. Like it made the initial trim down, but then as I'm looking at them, I'm like, I'll take get real paid over Hollywood Freaks.
And that's fair enough.
Yeah. What do you got, James?
All right. Let's return to Mellow Gold to just kind of kick things back into gear, and I'm going with Beer Can.
I do not have Beer Can. I do not have Beer Can. I tell you, Mellow Gold was hard, because at one point I think I had 8 or 9 songs, and I'm just like looking at them like, which ones do I want to take into the conversation here? And let's see, so far, let's see, what did I throw out there? Truck Driving Neighbors was Rob. What else did I throw out there? Nothing yet? Oh, Pay No Mind. I threw Pay No Mind out there. It looks like I've got one other. And I guess since we're there, I'll throw it out. And I'm assuming now that it probably did not make James, because he's thrown out a couple here. I went with Soul Sucking Jerk. That's what I had it down to. I had it down to Fucking With My Head, Motherfucker, and Soul Sucking Jerk. And I was like, I guess I'm going to go Soul Sucking Jerk.
Very good song.
Yeah, and you don't have it.
No, I do not.
Also, same thing.
Cross it off.
I will say this. When I first started listening to Beck around the year 2000, that was probably the first song that really, really hit me.
And I think that's part of what happened here is nostalgia crept in, and Soul Sucking Jerk was like, yeah, I need that. So, I should have kept motherfucker. Rob, what you got?
How about Bottle of Blues?
I do not have
that. That's on my list.
Ooh, Bottle of Blues.
It's just a very good poppy song. It's uplifting yet depressing at the same time. It's just a very fun song. Do you have anything to say about it, James?
Just that I like it.
Cool.
No, it's kind of, I got to refresh my mind. Seriously. The dude has 12 albums. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
12 albums, and I listened to 9 of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was on Mutations, which we already discussed is my favorite Beck record. And so it was just like, I'm going to give maybe 2 or 3 of these songs in this list.
All right, you're up, James.
All right, I'm up. Since Justin hates Odelay so much, let's just go with one that I remember seeing him do on television like ages ago and just absolutely blowing me away, and that's High Five, Rock the Catskills.
You know what's funny is up until we did this show, that would have been my favorite Beck song ever. It didn't hold true to me anymore. Wow. Something about listening to it this time just didn't hit me like it used to. And I know it's not on Rob's.
Oh no, it's very moving and has a good beat to it, but it's kind of corny at the same time. No offense by that.
I still love the man. Cut that shit off.
Get the next record.
Yeah, I still love that, but I don't know, man. It just didn't hold up for some reason. But let's stay there. Let's stay on that record.
All right.
Because I got 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I've got 3 from there. So maybe we land another one. Now, which one do I want to play? Let's go early album. Let's go Hot Wax.
Why don't I remember Hot Wax?
It's a very good song, but it's very easy to forget. I didn't start listening to Hot Wax till like 10 years after I listened to Beck.
Hot Wax was actually like the last song that made the list, like all 20. I was trying to debate whether it was going to be in the 10 or if it was just going to be an extra. But
Community service, and I'm still the Mac.
Yeah. So, okay, that's fine. I don't need Hot Wax on my list. That's fine. Rob, you're up.
Well, since we were talking about Guero, and this isn't on my top 10, but you know, I need to add one from Guero. How about Emergency Exit?
I do not have that.
Nor I.
No.
That's later Guero where I start going, I've heard this song. No,
just has that little hum and chant part. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's a very good way to close out an album, man. And it might not even be my favorite track from Guero, but it's on my list, and I decided to mention it.
You know, you can play around on your list too, Rob. And if it's on your honorable mentions, it...
Oh, I've been doing that the whole time.
Okay, just making sure. James, you're up.
All right. Let's go with Asshole.
Are you calling us assholes?
No.
Okay.
That's off of, I think like his third record. 1 Foot in the Grave. It's just, it's about, if you haven't heard 1 Foot in the Grave, that's when he kind of goes lo-fi, even though he's just starting out. It's on K Records. Sounds like a K Records song. But I just love the line. Let's see here. Your brain went black when she took back her love. And then later on, he's like, the cigarettes were smoking by themselves. Don't you? Dangling carrots makes you feel embarrassed to be the fool you know you are.
It's a good lyric.
That's kind of like early sad Beck, and it's a real slow song. And, you know, she'll do anything to make you feel like an asshole.
Yeah.
That's the song.
Yeah. Now I feel like a dick because I skipped 1 Foot in the Grave.
I mean, it's a tough one to get into. His first two of like released albums, they're not really like what you'd expect from him. The first one is half noise, half songs, and then One Foot in the Grave is just, you know, like dicking around with friends making music.
Yeah. I listened to Stereopathetic's Soul Manure because I hadn't in years.
Right.
And then when I got through it, I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to skip One Foot in the Grave.
Yeah, so. No, I have one Stereopathetic song on here. And it's just kind of like, I threw it on there.
I was actually going to. And so we'll see if it ends up being the one that you picked. Because if it is, it's going in the conversation.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm up. Should I stay with Odelay or not? Because I don't think Rob has anything from Odelay, do you?
No, I do not.
So let's play the game here. Let's see if I can land. I don't think I'm going to land anything. All right, let's go back to Midnight Vultures. We already laid out the Deborah. I actually have four songs from Midnight Vultures. I also have Milk and Honey.
All right.
Milk and Honey.
That's one of the songs I actually hate.
Oh, really?
Like, legitimately, like, when that song comes on, I just go, man, you just killed this, like, right here. I'm going to skip this song and go to whatever's next.
I personally like it, but even I'll admit it's kind of corny.
It is. I ended up... I feel like I had it down to... Actually, I feel like it was one of the cuts with Hollywood Freaks, and I picked Milk and Honey over Hollywood Freaks.
I think it has a line in it, like, I could smell the VD in the club tonight.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, when I went with Milk and Honey, I'm thinking more of, like, the music, and I do love just the stupidity of Milk and Honey.
Yeah.
It's catchy to me, so sometimes that works. All right, Rob.
Okay, I'll go with Midnight Vultures again.
Okay.
For the third time. I got Nicotine and Gravy, an unheard actually a single that basically went unheard.
I do not have Nicotine and Gravy.
I remember Nicotine and Gravy, but it didn't make my list.
It's just a very funky, very bouncy kind of song, and it just, like, I don't know the word for it, but, like, at the end of it, they, like, collage the different parts of the vocals in the song, and it's really awesome. I wish I was more musically educated and I could use proper words for that.
All right, James.
All right.
And we are getting nowhere fast.
Yeah. All right, let's just slam out Midnight Vultures as quickly as we can, since you all seem to be like, oh, God, I'm just going to say Sex Loss. Let's just get it over with.
I definitely don't have that, though.
No. Really?
Yep.
Oh, we talked about that.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Sex Loss guy, maybe because of the horn line and, you know, the washboard break that isn't actually in the album. But,
I'm a full-grown man, and I'm not afraid to cry.
Right. Like I said, Sex Loss actually appeals to me now. Like, I actually like it more now than I hated it when it came out, but yeah. I like it now.
As radio singles go, it's a really strong one. And if it were on the radio, I would listen to it.
I absolutely love it also. And it's one of the songs that got me interested. It's one of the several songs that really got me interested in Beck. It's not one of my favorites from the album, but it always will hold a place in my heart.
And I have no idea what to play here because I'm missing on everything. Okay. I'll trot this one out. Let's see. Let's just see. Oh, Maria.
Oh, that's a real good song. I wish it was on my list.
God damn it, Rob.
Well, I say, since I said that, you should check it.
We're going to see. I'm guessing it didn't land on James's either.
No, that's a Mutation.
Yes.
Yes.
Mutations. Somehow that one didn't make it.
I'm still going to put, because we may need it. We may need it at this point. I'm going to put a mark by it. All right, Rob, you're up.
Okay, I'm gonna. Even though I love this album, it's not one of my favorites. But I will mention it since you mentioned one. How about from Sea Change? It's All in Your Mind.
That was a late, late, late cut. Like, I'm talking, it was like 23, 24. Like, that was where I cut it.
It's a really good track. He originally did it like in '94 as a single, but he remade it for Sea Change, and the Sea Change version is far superior.
See, here's what I hate is when putting together my list, I tried to throw some variety, like as far as like the newer records. And if I had known that you guys didn't like them as much as I don't like them, I would have said fuck it, and I would have just kept some of the ones that I wanted to keep. But I kept them in for gameplay, so that's my fault. That's on me. James, what you got?
All right, let's talk about Stereopathetic Soul Manure. Does your song involve the devil and Mexican food?
Maybe.
Is it Satan gave me a taco?
Possibly.
It better be Satan gave me a taco.
There was two that I was thinking about.
All right.
We're putting Satan gave me a taco on here.
I mean, you have to. You have to. That's kind of like on that album. That's really where the absurdist Beck starts to come out in actually making a song. You know, Satan gave me a taco. It made me pretty ill. You know, he's got aphids in the meat. And then it turns out he's in a rock video, you know, and he hooks up with groupies and gets drunk. And then the band breaks up. And it's just insane.
I almost had that, and I almost had Taser Gun.
Okay.
But I didn't have either, but Satan Gave Me a Taco is definitely in, because at this point, we need every song we can get. Oh, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7. Okay. Oh, it's going to hurt because I've still got 2 Odelays to get out here, and I know they're not going to land. Unless they land with James, and that's possible, I suppose. You know what? I'm just going to toss this one out there. I'm going to lob it out. Sea Change, Lonesome Tears.
Love it. Wish it was on my list.
God damn it, Rob.
No, go ahead and add it. Let's just say, let's go add it.
It wasn't even on the list.
I'm going to put a mark again because we might need it. We might need it. This is sad.
That was my original favorite song from Sea Change. I just want to add. Absolutely. Oh. So I definitely would. I should have put that on my list, and it's my bad for not putting it on my list.
Well, I know the feeling. I've done that a couple times. All right, Rob, you're up.
I know this isn't going to be on anybody's list because, hell, it took me 10 years to like it myself. But from Mellow Gold, how about Steal My Body Home?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Just a slow, dingy song. And it took me 10 years to even appreciate it. Most people probably hate it. But I figured I'd throw it out there.
Yeah. All right, James.
All right. No one said this yet. What about Dreams?
Tossing it out there just to see?
Just toss out the last song he put out after putting out Morning Phase.
Okay.
It's a solid Beck song.
I feel like that's the song that I heard, and when I heard it, I was like, who's this asshole pretending to be Beck? And then it ended up being a Beck song. It's like, oh, oops. I have to be fair, and I have never given it an honest listen. So if I've heard it, it's been on the radio, and it's been, like I said, who's this asshole?
Yeah, and I may be imagining that it's a good song, but I think it's the little stuttery guitar at the beginning and leading into that, and then it, you know, the chorus maybe actually might suck now that I think of it. maybe it's going to be like We Are All on Drugs a couple years from now, and I listen to that and go, oh, fuck, I like that song.
Yeah. Why did I ever like it?
Sorry, Zach. Why did I ever like that song?
Dreams is too contemporary and radio friendly for my taste.
Nope.
Oh, man. Okay. I don't know if we're going to land any. This is definitely, there's not going to be a single song that's on all three of ours. I can tell right now. There's no chance. Because I still have 2 Odelay songs to get out. And I know that's, I've got a Guero song too that's not going to get in there. All right, frick. I'll toss out my last Midnight Vultures song then, I guess. Because maybe it hits on Rob's, but I'm guessing it didn't. It's not going to. Pressure Zone.
I wish it was on my list, and I say add it. That's an awesome song.
I mean, again, we need it right now, so I'm putting the mark. I'm putting a dot.
That being said, Pressure Zone is kind of like, it does sound like Midnight Vultures, but at the same time, it sounds out of place because it's a very, very punkish type of.
I think that's why I liked it.
Yeah, it's, but I mean, that used to be one of my favorites, and it's still one I really love.
All right, you're up, Rob.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm getting tired of even trying, but since this. Might as well try to round out Mutations. How about Nobody's Fault But My Own?
No, I do not have that.
was one of the cuts that I was like, yeah, but like I said, it really doesn't get any sadder than Bottle of Blues or...
Yeah, Nobody's Fault My Own, very popish kind of...
Actually, that is a really terrible song. It's just like, oh, God, we divorced, but it's Nobody's Fault But My Own.
It's definitely what he said. It also has, like, a very country sound to it, like, or at least I think so. It doesn't sound like a country music song, but, like, the lyrics and stuff remind me of a country song.
All right, James.
All right, since we're just swinging and missing and everybody seems to love Guero, I'm going to say E-Pro.
You know what? Honestly, I know Rob will not agree. I almost put E-Pro on my list. I seriously almost had it because coming back to Guero, I hated E-Pro at the time. Well, okay. On first hearing of E-Pro, I loved it. It got blown out, and then I dropped it. And I was like, there's no way E-Pro's any good. I pop in Guero, E-Pro plays, and I'm like, I dig this. I actually like this. So surprisingly enough, it actually made my initial cut, but then it did get cut. So, and I know Rob doesn't like E-Pro.
No, not at all.
We're going to have to just throw names in the air.
Yeah, I think
like, this song is not on my list, but let's just say
I'm cool with, like, if y'all, I'm cool with whatever. I'd be happy, even if it's not on my list, to talk about it.
That's not how it goes.
This is when Deprogram throws the table on the ground and says, fuck all this, I'm going home!
Okay. Well, I might as well see if I can land one here with James. I'm going to toss out my, because they're in my top 10. I'm guessing they're not going to land with James, though. Lord Only Knows. Off of Odelay.
Good song. Didn't make it, though.
I know it didn't make Rob's, because Rob has zero from Odelay.
You know, the funny thing, when I'm listening to Odelay last night, I'm looking at the track listing going, man, this is a really solid album from front to back. You know, and he's only had a few of those.
Yeah.
And why Lord Only Knows didn't make my list, maybe I'm just trying to be too, oh, look at me, I like all these songs. But...
Unfortunately, I feel that way too.
I'm like, look at all these B-sides I'm going to put on here.
But I say I could talk about Lord Only Knows. That'd be fun to put on the list.
Yeah, I mean, again, I came back to it several times because I wasn't sure if I wanted it on there. But like listening through, firstly, when I decided Beck. Like a handful of songs, like five songs came to mind automatically. Lord Only Knows was one of them. And so I'm like, okay, well, let's see if it holds up. I listened through Odelay and it's still passed the test. I was like, okay, cool. So it makes the initial cut. And then when I had it down to 30 songs, and I'm trying to trim it down to 20, I'm like, yeah, this is easily one of my 20 at least. And then it eventually just made it into my top 10. But Lord Only Knows it's getting late. Man, I don't know. It's just a nice little song.
That also has a very country twinge to it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a little bit in the music, but more so in the lyrics. All right, Rob, you're up.
Let's see. This one's definitely not my top 10, but it's like what you were calling honorable mentions. Nobody's throwing out anything from The Information. Not that great of an album, but why not? How about Elevator Music?
You know what's... God damn it. It actually was a late cut for me.
There's only one song from The Information on like any of my preliminary stuff, because that was just like... Okay.
It's a very, very funky kind of like moving song.
Yeah.
So it also sounds like something that could be like a more mature, even though it was on Information, not Guero, it also sounds like a more mature version of a Odelay song.
Yeah. I felt like it partnered with Odelay and Guero. I feel like it was on that same
Absolutely.
Plane. James, you're up.
Man, my list is actually almost shot.
Yeah,
this
me too.
Is so crazy. Let's go with the hidden track. This is how deep I went. Let's go with the hidden track off of Mutations, Diamond Bollocks.
I don't have it, but if Rob has it.
No, I don't, but it's like a definitely an Odelay. That sounds exactly like an Odelay track.
You know, when I didn't know this, but when Mutations came out, the label was kind of just like, you know, we don't really, this isn't really a good follow up to Odelay, man. You're dragging us down. And then after they said, no, let's go ahead and do this. But Diamond Bollocks was kind of just like the, hey, you know, I think everything, you know, all this previous stuff was really a bummer. He's like, but everything's going to be cool. He's like, just listen to this song. Everything's going
to
be cool.
I was talking to Justin about this last week. I was saying I thought it was like a teaser for saying, look what's coming next. I'm going to have another like Odelay type record. Then he came out with Midnight Vultures and smacked everybody in the forehead. Like, nope.
and Midnight Vultures was his R. Kelly record, as he describes it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Learned something new.
Oh God, man! I don't know what to play here. I'm down to like literally five. I've got five songs left. I've got five songs left, and I don't think a single one of these. I honestly did not think I was gonna have to play this deep. Oh God, I don't know what to play. Okay, I'll play the cover. I know it's not on anybody's, but a cover made my list, and it's got ties. Because it was an Eternal Sunshine and Spotless Mind. I happen to think it's a great cover. It's a super sad song. Everybody's got to learn sometime.
I don't even remember that song.
I haven't heard that song.
Like
in years.
I know that there's an Eternal Sunshine and the Spotless Mind soundtrack, and I'm pretty sure I have it. But that wasn't one that popped up when I was doing this.
Man, like that song bums me out, and it ties to that. I mean, it's the scene where Joel. Is actually I want to say he's listening to it in the car like in the beginning of the movie, and then I feel like it comes up again when Joel is losing, like first starting to lose like the street.
Right.
Okay. I did not think, like I said, I didn't think I was gonna be playing this deep. So, all right, Rob.
This one's definitely not on my top 10 list, but I mean. We were talking about One Foot in the Grave, and I might as well throw one out there. How about He's a Mighty Good Leader?
That actually, I thought about putting that one on my list, but at the same time, I was like, that's a secular, you know, I know exactly what he's talking about, and I didn't think I'd ever hear Beck sing a song like that.
I think he's just, I always thought he was just doing it for fun because he liked the music. I don't think he's really trying to make a religious statement. But
I know he's not. He's a Scientologist.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? What do I play? Okay, I'm going to play the last one for my top 10 because I know it's not on either y'all's. Sissy Neck.
That's a good song.
I can't do the whistle part, apparently. But the whistle, it has me from the whistle. And then it's got a nice groove like throughout the rest of the song. I got a stolen wife, and we talked a little bit about the country twang. It's
absolutely
definitely has that
country twang, no question.
But judging by that, I know it's not on Rob's. He's got zero from Odelay.
Yeah.
I'm judging.
It's not on mine.
Not on James's.
I think we all screwed this list. It's just like I'm going to go deep. Everybody's going to go deep. Nope. We're at least. Please tell me no one said loser.
I definitely did not say
loser. Nobody said that. Nope.
Sorry, Matt. I hope you're sleeping right now and not hearing this. We did not choose loser.
Okay, Rob. You're up.
Fuck it. I've done three or four from Midnight Vultures. Might as well three or four from Mutations. How about Sing It Again?
Nope.
Didn't think so. It's just a very folky song with a great acoustic guitar solo in the middle, and I absolutely love it, and that's all I have to say.
We're actually going to get all of these in. James, what you got?
All right. We're going, since Rob went kind of country on his previous one, I'll go with Rowboat.
Oh, I got, yeah.
You got
ding,
Rowboat?
Ding, ding, ding.
Holy shit.
Yay.
Yeah.
Two out of three.
Yeah, man.
Rowboat.
Got Rowboat.
That one, I really loved that song. And then when Johnny Cash covered it, I just went, sold. Done.
Very country song.
All right, so I'm going to try to blaze through these. All right, I got Que Onduero.
That's on my honorable mention.
Yay!
And I wish I would have put it on my list, so let's add that shit.
Well, we'll just put a nice little mark there. Que Onduero. What you got, Rob?
Whiskey Clone Hotel City, 1997.
That actually really was a late cut for me.
What was that?
Do not have it. Mellow Gold.
Mellow Gold, there you go. I cut so much for Mellow Gold.
James, you're up.
All right, I'm going to knock out the... I pretty much think this is the last of my 10, and judging from everybody, Electric Music in the Summer People.
I do not have that.
Great song.
Yeah, which version? Because there's two.
The one that was like a B-side to the Mutations, not the Odelay version.
Yeah, I think that's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, because the Odelay is like a very, I don't, what's the word, embryonic, or I don't know if
little,
that's...
Maybe.
It's not complete, and then it just got some pep with the Mutations when it became a B-side of Mutations. Very Odelay sounded track, obviously.
All right, I got two songs, and I'm going to toss them both out right here. We Live Again.
I would love that on the list.
New Round.
New Round. Oh, we got one.
Okay, so New Round.
New
You've
Round.
Got New Round.
Yes.
Why don't I remember New Round?
New Round.
Oh, wow. I can't believe. I didn't think anybody was going to have that. That was like one I... Wow.
It was one of the last ones in. I was like, okay. I kept coming back to it. I'm like, am I going to cut it?
Did you know New Round was like a lullaby for his son?
I did not know that.
Yeah. He when he made that song, it was intention like to put his son to sleep and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like kind of like a lullaby. It's a very sweet sounding song.
All right, Rob. How many do you have left? Just knock them all out right here.
All right. Let's see. Well, did we already do the Golden Age?
Yes.
Okay. I got Crystal Clear Beer. I got Girl. I got Farewell Ride. I got Cold Brains. Got Totally Confused, which I'm pretty sure... I don't know why I listed that. That was me being hard-headed. That's a real deep... That's a pretty deep one. Got Outcome and got Earthquake Weather.
Mm. Did any of those land with you, James?
Nope.
Okay, just blast out whatever you got
left.
All right,
I got Little One. I got
a super late cut for me, too.
That's awesome song.
I got Que Andoguero. No one?
Yeah, I got Que Andoguero.
And we should add Little One. We all love it.
And I got Blue Moon off of the album that you hate. And I got Go It Alone.
So let me ask you this, because I was looking at Spotify.
All right.
And they list what, like the top five songs, played songs by the artist, right?
Yeah.
And obviously Loser's number one.
Right.
When I saw Go It Alone as one of the top played, and I was trying to think, was it a single? But I don't think so.
Yeah. Now I'm remembering it. Na, 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 na.
Yeah. Gotta go it alone.
Maybe it's just because it has that kind of Beck feel, but I don't remember. I really don't remember many singles coming off of Guero, except for
Epo
maybe.
And Girl.
Yeah.
Well, me and Justin were talking about this. I mentioned to it on. It might be also because Jack White's on bass on Go It Alone.
Yeah. That's pretty much the only thing I could think of that something that deep, because that's deep in the album, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. What do we got here? 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We have 10, but it only landed on... it's 10 that only landed on two of us. So, I mean...
We never had a sweep?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Que Andoguero was the closest.
We suck, man.
I mean, it happens, but at least we got 10, so we don't have... There's no further discussion. Here's our list. Get Real Paid, Deborah, The Golden Age, Truck Driving Neighbors Downstairs, Yellow Sweat, Que Andoguero, Lost Cause, New Round, Bottle of Blues, Satan Gave Me a Taco, and Rowboat. And there it is. And I don't think Satan Gave Me a Taco is on the old Spotify there.
No.
So we're not going to play anything next. I'm not saying you should stay and listen to what's happening next, because Deprogrammed is ending. But you may want to stay and listen to what's going to happen next. Is all I'm saying. We're going to play ourselves out here, and then we're done. Rob, James, thank you guys so much. This was painstaking. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It was still fun. It's a lot of fun to talk back, but that was hard.
Yeah. When we did Weird Al, what, like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was a couple weeks.
It's like you got Jurassic Park stuck in my head, so I'm sitting here getting ready for the show, and I'm like, Jurassic Park is... God damn you, Justin Wilson.
Because I'm good like that. If you dig the show, if you dig deprogramming, if you dig anything happening here at RFR, please go to patreon.com/radiofreeradio. A dollar gets you literally every show we do. I mean, we're on the air four nights a week, and we're putting out shows 4 hours a night. You're getting 16 hours of content, man. That's a lot for a buck. And you get it almost as soon as it's off the air. So just keep that in mind. And plus, you're helping to keep an independent radio station afloat. We appreciate that. Big changes coming here at RFR with a new schedule and stuff. So make sure you go to radiofradio.com. Would you appreciate it? And in the meantime, Beck, learn them and love them, people. Have a good night.